Now let's look at the contemporary titles in pastoral ministry. Some of these are going to be vague terms. Some of these are going to be, kind of mixed together a little bit, shall we say. Every church has their own way of titling people, recognizing the gifts within them. But every church has some similarities too. And so when you walk into a church that you've never been into or a congregational setting, because the church is not a building, the church is the people within the building that they meet in. But when you walk into a congregational setting or you're looking at one from a pastoral viewpoint or vantage point, there are a lot of things that easily pop out, especially there's a fairly good uniformity of what's going on in most evangelical Christian churches in North America. Now, they may vary in doctrine, they may vary in presentation, in style of worship, but to look at the leadership, there are certain similarities and certain things that you can pull together right away and say, okay, that's who that is, and I see what they're functioning as. And they may not function at it at their best or at their fullest ability, but you kind of get a picture of who they are. The first or the main person is what typically is called the senior pastor. He may just be referred to as the pastor, especially in smaller congregations where there are no other staff involved. He may just be the pastor, and that's it. Basically, the senior pastor or the what we would even call the lead pastor, or in some ethnic persuasions, he's called a bishop. That's very common, too. The senior pastor is the primary leader of the local congregation, usually the main preacher and or teaching pastor or shepherd or leader. So he's got the main issue. He's the front guy. He's the guy that you're going to hear most of the time. He's going to lead the church directionally, spiritually, for the most part. And again, he may use different terms like lead pastor. Teaching pastor is another one that may come with this, although teaching pastor can fit under an associate role too, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But he is the one that pretty much everyone is looking to for leadership in that congregational setting. And then moving on, there's in some churches, especially more moderate to larger size churches, you may find what's called an executive pastor, or he may be referred to as administrative pastor. I don't mean to be gender biased here, but he or she may specifically assume the oversight of administrative affairs of the congregation, which could include, staffing, public relations, accountability situations within the staff, and also accountability situations in affiliated relationships, which primarily would probably be the denomination they're affiliated with. Or if they're not affiliated with a denomination, it may be with other groups of ministry that they support or